What about this, you know, in your electric lamps? If one of those things burned out, what would you call the thing that you'd have to replace?
Bulb.
The bulb. And if you were going to take out your wet clothes to hang them up to dry, what would you probably take them out in?
A basket, clothes basket.
Hamper.
No, hamper's where you keep the dirty ones. You don't carry it out with your wet clothes in to hang them up. Hamper's where you keep the dirty ones, the soiled ones.
Talking about barrels, is there something shaped like a barrel, looks a little like a barrel, except it's smaller, I think?
Keg.
What about if you were bottling some kind of liquid, maybe wine or something like that? The thing that you put in the mouth to keep the liquid from spilling out?
A cork.
What about these things that, you could play? There were instruments, you blow on
French harp,
back and forth.
Harmonica. This one of the ladies that 80 something years old, she plays one in this little deal we're going to put on tomorrow night. She can really play it.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you have one of them who plays this thing, you know, that you can
juice harp.
Huh? We don't have one for that. I'm gonna get me a ukulele if I don't learn to play it.
The Salvation Army gave me a tambourine.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. You know what tambourine is?
Mm-hmm.
I did play the cymbal, but they gave me this.
Tambourine.
Uh-huh. And I didn't know how to use it. You know what they look like? They're round, and you stick your thumb in here, and you do like that, you know. And I didn't know that you're supposed to use the side of your hand, and I'd be the great big blood buster on the side of my hand here. Oh, I just beat into the dickens out of it. I said I never could do a Salvation Army.
What about the just a few common tools that people use around the house to do chores with.
That I use around my house? Okay, I use a hammer and a screwdriver and the pliers.
What do you call this thing that sometimes you see people when they're working in their yards? It's something you carry stuff in. It's got a wheel on the front.
Wheelbarrow.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard that called anything else besides wheelbarrow?
Yeah, it's called a wheelbarrow and a... Yeah, wheelbarrow and a...
What?
You ever heard it called a Georgia buggy?
Uh-uh.
I'll ask you a few questions about a wagon. If you have, you know, this wooden piece that goes between the two horses,
tongue.
That's the tongue. And say on a wagon wheel, right in the center of it, you got the hub, and then the spokes go out from the hub.
And then the band goes around it. That's a metal band.
What would you call the outer edge of a wagon wheel? That would be
the rim.
The rim of the wheel.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard of any of the wooden portion that's put together in sections on the outside of a wheel called anything in particular?
Spokes.
Have you ever heard anything called the felly or fella of a wheel?
Mm-mm.
Or, again, still talking about a wagon, the thing that the traces come back to, a little hard
single tree.
And if each horse has a single tree, they both come back to the...
Mm-hmm.
What do you call that thing that they both...
Hook
to
on to the tongue.
The tongue. Well, can you have a double tree?
Yeah.
Okay. Say, if you were sitting out on your front porch and you saw a farmer come by in his wagon with a load of wood, and a little while later he came back, wagon was empty. A little while later he came back, it was full again. This just went on all day. What would you say he was doing?
I'd say he's hauling wood. I wouldn't think he's going roller skating.
What about if you were...